Oh, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Maple Gold Mines, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MGM and on the OTCQB under the symbol MGMLF. I am chatting with the VP of Corporate Development, Jonas Lang. Now, Jonas, we're going to start off by touching on already a couple news releases that have come out of the company just this year. One deals with drilling, another deals with some IP work. The one that deals with drilling was simply saying that you guys have commenced drilling at the 531 zone. Before we get into the overall strategy of the drilling now, can you please just remind people where this 531 zone came from? It's more or less a new discovery for the company that I understand you're trying to obviously go after and expand on. But first and foremost, give us a little background on that 531 zone, please.
Yeah, so the 531 zone, the bulk of the drilling that was previously completed in this area would have been back in the early 1990s. There was a couple drill holes close to a decade ago as well. This is a higher than deposit average grade zone, largely basalt hosted, so more similar to the Douay West zone at the other end of the deposit. Last year, on the back of our 3D modeling work, that work guided us to drill a hole here and test a concept beneath the previous intercept of 18 meters at roughly a gram and a half. That drill hole last year cut two very significant intercepts, one in-pit intercept of 28 meters of just over 2.5 grams, and further down hole, we cut nearly 3 grams over 51 meters, and that was near the base of pit. Important to note that the intercept at the bottom of that hole concluded only 3 meters from the end of hole. So the drilling that's underway now includes, we have about 4 drill holes planned that are all permitted. Happy to report 2 drill holes are already complete. The first being a southern step out, which will aim to test the down dip continuity of both intervals that we cut last year. And then the second drill hole that is also completed was a deepening of DO19262 that had those 2 intercepts last year. So visually, things are looking very promising. Again, we'll wait till results, of course, and assays for those 2 holes should be out toward the end of February or early March.
Okay, so again, this is following up on some of the higher grade results that you guys drilled, and I believe that is kind of the strategy of this company, is to go find some more high grade offshoots or side deposits. What can we expect in terms of shareholders and the news releases that will be coming out for these drill results? Are they going to be released more in batches like you guys have done in prior years?
Yeah, typically we like to try to report all of the holes together for the various objectives or various zones, but we will, you know, depending on timing of the different results, we'll make that decision down the road. I think with the 531 zone, and just to touch on what you said in terms of higher grade, you know, that is an overarching objective for all of the drilling, is higher than deposit average grade, you know, to build on the resource we put out last year, which is largely around 1 gram per ton. Zones like 531 represent an opportunity to add to the resource base with higher than deposit average grade ounces. Important to note, we do have a slide I will share with you that you can post with the interview, that the 531 zone has significant drilling gaps to the southeast of the interval that we cut last year. The gap that we're chasing with the program this year is about 370 meters along strike. And if we successfully walk out this mineralized zone to the southeast, there's another drilling gap of approximately 700 meters along strike to the east. So it certainly represents one of the more significant opportunities to add higher than deposit average grade ounces at Douay.
Okay, so these are very much step out holes and looking to expand on that resource. Just to cap this off with a quick comment on finances, the company did raise money at the tail end of last year. Take us through that financing and how that helps you advance this drill program.
Yeah, for sure. And that was inbound. One of our shareholders and a solid fund came in and took the back end of a charity flow through financing. So we were trading around eight and a half cents, and managed to secure that money at 14 cents. So that's a 75% premium. And you look back at last year and the average premiums for flow through financings that were done across the space, and you're typically looking at 30 to 50% premium. So certainly we were happy to bring in money at that level. And that brought our treasury up to over $4 million to help, you know, make us more comfortable as we execute on our drilling and exploration plans this year. And I should also note that we are expecting a refund from Revenue Quebec, somewhere in the neighborhood of $400,000 as well, that should come in later in Q1.
Okay, now there is also this IP work that is ongoing, and even in the title, it says that you guys are doing this IP work to test for potentially higher grade gold lenses. What does this all mean in terms of the big picture?
So the IP work we're undertaking is about 6 kilometers to the northeast of the resource area. In addition to the drilling we'll be doing there, we want to continue to test for new gold discoveries across the 55 kilometers of strike that we have along the Cassiberry deformation zone. For context, the resource or known deposit covers about 6 kilometers of strike, and we have a number of different exploration or new greenfield targets across the property. And the North IP target is one that we're following up on from work last year. Last year, we did broad-spaced, 400-meter-spaced IP lines, and this year we're doing infill IP that was the basis of the press release that went out this week. And if those results are favorable, we'll do some scout drilling toward the end of the winter season. And what's important to note here is about 12 kilometers to the east of us in the same rock units, the Vezza mine just closed that hosted about 500,000 ounces at 6 grams per ton. So needless to say, if we're able to define some favorable targets and find another Vezza gold lens or two, that would have a significant impact on future conceptual mining scenarios and be very much a game changer for us. So we'll continue to test targets like this in addition to our known resource area drilling.
So Jonas, does this all tie into the general plans for the company moving through, let's say, the first 6 months? So through Q2 of this year, being more of an exploration focus, looking for higher grade aspects of this deposit, following up also on some of the higher grade results that you have seen over the last couple years?
Exactly. The two objectives here, you know, again, higher than deposit average grade for all of these objectives, but, you know, one is areas where we can add significant ounces like the 531 zone. Testing for new discoveries like we are 6 kilometers northeast of the resource area. And then the third and final objective is really around optimizing existing resources. So on the back of our work with RPA, which again, we applied much more stringent and conservative estimation parameters, we have a resource now that we're very happy with. The work within that deposit area on the western third is very much focused on near surface potential starter pit material. So again, higher than deposit average grade, but within the top 150 meter vertical interval. And we have a number of targets there that will start to test mid to late February with an additional drill rig or two. So we should have about 7,000 to 9,000 meters of total drilling across the property during Q1 and early Q2 with results all the way through until June.
All right, so in full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Maple Gold, and I got involved a little while ago, even before this updated resource. Some of the reasons were, A, good jurisdiction, B, I like the already fairly large resource that was released, and there was a management change that happened right around that time where I liked the new team that came in. However, the arguments are against this project that it is a bit lower grade, and that has shied some people away. However, some of this recent drilling has shown some more higher grade opportunities. Jonas, can you just recap what that last resource showed to everybody?
Yeah, so the last resource indicated 422,000 ounces at just over 1.5 grams. And then 2.35 million ounces at just over 1 gram. And that's at a 0.45 gram per ton cutoff and does include open pit and underground. RPA also did state they saw between 500,000 and 1.5 million as additional upside for the underground component. Again, the vertical depth of most of our drilling is 300 meters or so. These systems typically have good vertical continuity. As we saw at 531, we saw some nice increasing grades at depth as well there. So again, there's lots of room to add to the resource base, be it gap drilling at depth, as well as the new discovery drilling that we're undertaking this season.
All right, Jonas, we're going to wrap it up there. But if anybody has any follow-up questions for Jonas or anyone on the team at Maple Gold, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those answered for you. Also, feel free to email me any questions that you want me to address. Jonas, I'll follow up with you as we start to see some of the drill results hit the market. Thank you for the update. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Corey.